Today on the River Country Ag Show, we have the MD of Greenview Agricultural Services Manager, Sheila Kaus. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know it's really busy this time of year
for
anything agriculturally related, and there's been quite a few things that you guys have been doing. One thing that I have seen is roadside spraying. How has it been going for you guys?
So far, we've been struggling. The wind hasn't been really kind. We can't spray in high wind conditions and a lot of rain, but this week looks pretty good. And just chipping away at it.
Yeah, how much is left, do you think?
Oh, there's lots. This municipality is quite large. So at the beginning of the year, it was 1,413 kilometers that we had scheduled to spray, and we have about 1,100 of that left.
Wow, so quite a bit.
Yes, but it's early days yet. So.
True. Now, I know you guys have been spraying out roads for weeds and stuff like that, and as soon as you came and became the Agricultural Services Manager, one of your things that you wanted to do was the Tall Buttercup and Burdock Incentive Program.
Yes.
Yeah, can you tell me about that?
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of response to the program, quite a few people signing up. So with the program, the municipality will cover $1,500 of approved herbicides for the control of tall buttercup and burdock. And what we've been doing is when we're calling and having those conversations with people who have infestations, we're bringing up the program and trying to facilitate access to sprayers and the like. So it's been going very well.
Okay. And I saw it was on the Agricultural Service Board meeting agenda. Is it approved yet or is it in the work?
Oh my gosh, yeah. No, yeah, it was approved it was approved in 2013.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're promoting it a lot more than we have previously.
Okay, cool. And moving on to the Family Farm Awards, the nominations have ended, so what happens now?
We have not gotten any applications, so if anybody has a farm family that they would like to nominate, we would very much like to hear from them. We want this celebrated by our farm community, and if you need to get a hold of me or our office to get nomination forms, we would more than happily facilitate that.
I can't believe no one's been nominating.
No, I can't either.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was reading through the Agricultural Services Board's minutes, and I did see that the beaver harvest program is kind of going a little crazy.
It's been very busy. Currently, we have over 425 beaver have been submitted for the bounty, and yeah, there's a lot. This is a huge municipality. There's always going to be a lot of beaver, and it's been received very well by people.
Do you think they're being over-harvested in the MD?
No, I'm not too worried about that.
Oh, okay. How does this beaver harvest program benefit the MD of Greenview?
It lessens, the goal of it is to lessen the population so that we don't have as many problem areas. It's hard in the first year to see if it's had that impact. So we'll have to look at the data as it keeps coming in and assess that.
And this is the first year you guys are doing it?
They started it in July of 2020.
So not too long it's been happening.
No, not very long.
And I think the target was 500 beavers or something like that?
I had put that in there, but just as a softball number, but as we're at 440 already, we'll have to see what the Agricultural Service Board says.
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of reading along, and lots of MDs and counties have a VSI. You guys are opted in on that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you just kind of explain to me what VSI does for producers in Greenview?
VSI stands for Veterinary Services Incorporated, so it's a nonprofit group of like-minded municipalities. And what these municipalities do is they subsidize the cost of some of the commonly used veterinary services. The goal of this is to assure a business model for our active veterinarians, and it has the added benefit of encouraging our producers to utilize those services. Livestock producers that are accessing veterinary services can see a lot of economic benefit for their operation, so it's something we really encourage.
Has there been any significant changes to VSI in the past few months to the program?
I believe there was a change back at the beginning of the year. They changed the policy to be people who reside here or are and are ratepayers. We have some policy changes coming to alleviate some of the confusion related to that change. So keep your eye on council.
Perfect. Do you have anything that is going on in the MD of Greenview agricultural-wise that people wouldn't know?
We started a program in Grand Cache. Do you guys get many listeners from Grand Cache?
Not usually, but what does it involve?
Grand Cache has a program, a bounty, on scentless chamomile. There's quite a lot of it in the town of Grand Cache and the surrounding area, and we're paying $20 per bag to the nonprofit of choice. It is limited to Grand Cache for the time being, but we thought with the pandemic and the difficulties with fundraising that this could be a win-win scenario.
Do you think it will catch on with other towns and cities?
I don't know. I think it sends a really good message, and you're showing everybody what the power of community can truly do. So my hope is that it's popular with the people in Grand Cache.
Is there a big issue with scentless chamomile in the MD?
Most, and not in the MD. There's a few spots around that we try and keep on top of, but in Grand Cache it's significant, and we really want to try and get it under control.
Okay, well, that would definitely get it under control.
Yeah?
Yeah, hope so, eh?
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Well, those are my questions for you, Sheila. Did you have anything else that you'd like to add?
I'd really like to thank the people down in Little Smoky for how much they've uptaken the Tall Buttercup program and their willingness to work with the department in controlling the Tall Buttercup infestations down there. They're doing great work, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Sheila, for coming on the Ag Show today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.